Hello, this is Father Jared Rodrigue from St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born.
Be born in me.
Can you believe it? Our final capital virtue to reflect on. And how fitting that you had to wait so patiently for it. Patience. We've discussed what this looks like as a fruit of the Holy Spirit, as an enduring state of your manger, of your soul. But what if you are lacking this fruit of the Holy Spirit? What if you are more like the curmudgeon manger? Well, we should, like all the other virtues, begin practicing those ways in which we can be patient. Now, the opposite vice to this virtue of patience is actually anger. As our patience thins and our blood pressure rises, our blood begins to boil, and the anger spills over. To tame this vice, we aim for the opposite virtue of patience. How, you ask? Consider making your daily penances, your sacrifices, and almsgiving related to this particular virtue. Commit yourself to saying three Hail Marys when you first get in your car, before starting the vehicle. For a day, force yourself to drive 5 below the speed limit on highways and set it to cruise control. Commit yourself to stopping and offering a glory be before you, say, respond to a text. Plan out an allotted amount of time for a meal and choose to spend the whole amount of time enjoying your company or enjoying your time alone. Right? These are just some examples of penances and practices you could do. But it is important to remember that the humble manger, patiently awaiting his king, did not become so patient overnight, nor by simply praying to be patient. No, the patient manger became patient by practicing patience, or by being patient over and over and over again until it became a habit. And he lived out this habit so routinely and so faithfully that it became enduring, a fruit of the Holy Spirit. But is this a virtue that you too have practiced and acquired? Are any or all of these virtues we've discussed ones that you have practiced and acquired? So then what? What are we to do when we lack the fruits and we are rich in weaknesses? Find out next time on Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born.
Be born.